You're Locked On Avalanche, your daily podcast on the Colorado Avalanche. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Locked On NHL Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day from Locked On Avalanche. I am Chris Maselli. From Locked On Lightning, he is Mr. Mixtape Adam Denker in the house. And we're back with some power. Yeah, raise it. We're back with some power rankings. Haven't had them in a little while, thanks to the NHL ceasing operations for a short amount of time. But we have some power rankings, and we're not too thrilled about them overall, because you'll see them in a second here. But not much has changed overall. Very minimal up and down movement. And is that a sign of like where we are in the season, where you're not going to see a lot of movement? Or is that nonsense? And we really need to take into it. We can't just be like rest on our laurels here and just say like, no, this is like the part of the season where things kind of are like smooth sailing. No, there's movement happening. And do we need to reflect that in these power rankings?
I think it's about time that we now, if as much as a lot of you want to trash on us on YouTube, because we have seen the comments. We do not have control over these. I don't vote because I could be very biased. But a lot of our co-hosts from the other shows have their input.
You are that guy. You are that guy not voting for Aaron Rodgers. If you heard about that news. Yeah. You're that guy.
I'm glad to say I'm not a bum, but yeah. I'm more of when they throw out the survey for this, more of an Antonio Brown leaving the field as why I'm wearing the Bucks today. But a little too soon. So we have to discuss this, Chris, because this is it. We joked about it for the first part of the season, and now we're here in January, and it's just gotten out of control. I think
I don't want to say. All right. I mean, I don't.
The Panthers and the Canes have not fallen below five, unless I'm completely being wrong about this. Maybe
I
correct
don't
think
me. They've fallen below.
They haven't
two.
Fallen out of the at least the top three the entire season. And it's ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember a time. I thought there was a time where the Maple Leafs were going to at least bump up to number two, and they didn't. I think the Maple Leafs got to three. And yeah, it's been Florida and Carolina pretty much the whole way. I mean, your team and my team started off 1-2, and right off the bat, Avalanche fell off. They're making their way back up. But since it's been Florida and Carolina locked in at number 1 and 2, they have flip-flopped every once in a while, but it's pretty much stayed stagnant since then. Is that the right call?
No.
Okay. Well, then let me bring these up. If you're up on YouTube, you'll see it full screen right here. If you are not watching on YouTube, I'll read them off. I'll read the top 10 off to you, which is kind of what I normally do. So there you see the Panthers number one. Okay, so right off the bat, I stand corrected because the Canes are now number two, and they have moved up a spot. So the Capitals were number two last time we did this. So the Canes were number three at one point. So the Canes go back up to number two. The Capitals at number three, the Leafs at number four, the Lightning at five, the Minnesota Wild at six, the Rangers at seven, Colorado Avalanche at eight, the Calgary Flames at nine, and the Vegas Golden Knights at 10. So the Lightning moved up one. You see who's moved up and down there. On the left side of the screen, you have a little bit of movement. On the right side of the screen, basically nothing, which is insane to me that there's almost no movement at all on that side of it. But we'll focus on the left side right now. Here, we'll bring this. There we go. And you're going to be a homer here, are you not?
I'm going to try and stay neutral in this conversation. This is coming from, no fandom of being a Lightning fan, but plain and simple, the logic here. How can you not look at those points and look at the overall standings of the entire league and truthfully tell me that the Lightning should not be in the top three when, if the season ended today, they'd win the President's Trophy.
Right. So here's the one issue with this, pretty much this season's power rankings is the games in hand are a little bit more out of whack than normal. And that is true for Carolina. That is true for Toronto. That is true for definitely for Colorado. Colorado has 29 games played. Toronto has 31. The Hurricanes have 31. And your Lightning have 35. So Carolina's got four games in hand over the Lightning. I'm not saying the Lightning shouldn't be up there. I do. I think I mean, that's, you know, what the Lightning shouldn't be dinged for just because they've played more games.
Yeah,
sure. They've played more games, but they are at the top of the standings in terms of points. They can't control what other teams are doing. They can't control what the league is doing when they put the league on pause. You know, I think that's the second most games played, I believe. I think there's only Vegas has 36 games played and Anaheim has 36 games played.
Yeah.
So they've played the second most games in the league. Are you going to fault them for that? I don't think you should. I mean, five, I think, is too low for them. I agree with you. I think the Minnesota Lightning should be in, or the Minnesota Lightning. Who the hell are the Minnesota Lightning? Yeah, the Tampa Bay Lightning should be in the top three, I think, no doubt, regardless that they have more games played than the other teams.
But, Chris, on the other side of that, how much of a blind eye should we turn to teams like the Kings, where they've only played 31 games? How much of a cushion, you know, regardless of their record or whatever, should we give them because they haven't played as many games?
That's tough, man. That's the fine line you have to walk. If you're not going to ding the Lightning because they've played more games, you know, you can't then put the Hurricanes lower because they've played 31 games. Carolina's played 31 games. They're only 2 points behind the Lightning, and they have four games in hand. So they're sitting pretty. Yeah. They're looking good. So that's why it's so tough to do a power ranking for this season, because you can have both of those fan bases making an argument why you're in the top three.
Yeah.
And they're both right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that the Canes and the Panthers are not good teams and shouldn't at least be in the top five. But what I'm, the argument and the reason why I have such an issue with this is that you can't just leave them up there because of the game just differential, where you have some teams like the Lightning, some teams like Vegas, some teams like even your Avalanche and the Wild and the Rangers, where they've been playing the best hockey we've seen them play all season long. Now, it might not be exciting. It may not be too completely out of the blue like we're seeing with this Panthers and this Kings teams, but still you have to give respect where respect's due, because I'm sure it doesn't stop there with the Locked On host. I'm sure there's tons of fans that actually agree 100% with these rankings, but I
don't know about that, but
it's
tough because you look at, you know, if you're looking on YouTube and you just look at the points, and I'll blow this up again. So look at the point column. You have the Minnesota Wild at 40. Above them is the Lightning with 49. There's a 9-point differential, and they're separated by one ranking. And then after the Wild are the Rangers with 48. So the Wild are sandwiched in between a team with 49 and 48, and they have 40. That's crazy. But I think Minnesota is where they should be. And then you go after that, you have the Avalanche and the Flames, both with 40, followed by the Knights with 45. And I don't think anybody's really going to sit here and say, like, you know, these are all out of whack, because you do have to take the games in hand into play here. So this is a tough year to navigate a power ranking, simply because the game, you know, when you have like obviously 1, 2, 3 games in hand at the most, you can kind of still kind of slot teams in where you want to slot them in. Yeah. But when you have 5, 6 games in hand, you don't see that a lot.
No.
So, all right, let's hear from nobody. Well, no, I'm not going to read anything to you. We're just going to go to a break on the radio side of things. So
I'm going to go throw stuff in the meantime.
Just throw things against a wall. In the meantime, right here on the YouTube side, I think we're just going to keep things rolling. So, again, you know, you have you have teams like the Panthers and the Canes kind of just standing pat where they are. But why do you have teams like the Oilers who are falling, but in my opinion, not falling far enough? Is that just the Connor McDavid factor and the Leon Draisaitl factor? And maybe our hosts don't want to, they want to believe that the Oilers are going to come out of this thing, and maybe they will, but we shouldn't give them a break right now. The Oilers are at 13. They only fell two spots. And keep in mind, we haven't done this in a couple weeks. So that is, I can't remember exactly where I put them. I know I had them in the, I think the high 20s somewhere.
Well, where do you think the Oilers should be right now? Because as they sit, they're at 13. They were at 11 last week. And I've watched a number of Oilers games over the last couple of weeks. And it's the same issue that I think every time they come up in conversation here on the rankings that we talk about. It's just Draisaitl and McDavid out there. And that's it. So how much farther should the Oilers be down in terms of the rankings?
So let me see. Look at the teams that are below them. The Penguins. The Penguins should be higher than 14. I'm sorry. The Jets. Okay, Jets are at 15. That's okay. I'm not that upset about that. The Bruins. The Bruins are 16. I think they should be maybe a couple lower than that. The Predators should be way higher than 17. What are we doing here, Locked On hosts? That is out of control.
Well, that's an interesting observation. I think you look at the division alone, Nashville's in first place, granted by one point. But how do you have the Predators in 17 and the Blues who are in second in that division at 12?
Right. and the Avalanche, who by points are in fourth, I think, in that division, and they are number 8. And that's my team, so I'm kind of like saying like that doesn't seem right to me. I don't know, man. I don't get it. And the Predators are just above the Stars. And where the heck are the Stars in the division? They have 32 points. I'm writing a strongly worded email to our brethren over here at the Locked On NHL.
I think
because you know what's going to happen, man. We are about to get flooded in the comment section of this video that we are, you know, in charge of this like we always do, and we're kind of idiots and we don't know what we're talking about. I hope you're listening to the show and not just looking at the graphic that I post that has these power rankings and then calling Adam and I colorful language.
I just think it seems like this is the theme with most of these teams being up higher than they really should be, other than the Stars, is the points percentage. That's the only logical reason as to why. I mean, then again, if you look at Nashville and St. Louis, the points percentage is lower than what the Avalanche have, yet points and the games in hand are obviously a factor. But where that's, I mean, so, you were right with, you know, the rankings at this point in time, but where going forward, maybe we could offer a little bit of help towards our Locked On brethren, because how do we measure a team now in terms of the current success with games being a mess as they are? Do we go strictly by points now? Do we go by points percentage? Do we take into how much of a factor should games in hand be? Because I'm fully on the side of just look at points and look where they are in the standings, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be cut and dry for some people like that. It's just, look at points and that's how I'm going to rank them. With power rankings, I like to give a little bit more like immediacy to it, to like, what have you done recently? You know, I think that's where we get into the thing with the Oilers, because the Oilers started off the season hot. And I'm not ranking the Oilers where I had them at the beginning of the year, and I'm not hesitant to drop them because they're playing poor right now. What power rankings are today here in like this week? Mm-hmm. If you want to take last week and this week into, you know, consider it, that's fine. What the Oilers did at the beginning of the season does not matter for how I'm voting for them for this week for these power rankings. So you know, to in that aspect, yeah, like what you're saying, I'm kind of alluding to is like, what is more immediate than how many points you have right now? You have more points than every other team in the league. If that's your metric, you're number one. So, and then to answer your question, where should the Oilers fit? The Penguins should be above them. I think the Jets should be above them. The Predators absolutely should be above them. So that's three teams right there. So that drops them down to at least 16. And let's see. So they got 30. Okay. I would put them all right there at the most, and maybe just drop them another point because I still ding them when you have two of the top three, easily top five players in the league, and you can't stop the flood. You deserve to go lower.
I agree. Yeah. And we're already kind of seeing this team unravel. Coach Tippett the other day criticized the goaltending for this team, and I don't remember what, and it was Koskinen, I believe, and he came out and said, well, I you know, when you only score seven goals in the last six games, how do you expect me to play and win games for you? So not a good look for Edmonton right now.
Sick burn, bro. Sick burn.
But I mean, but with this whole thing with Edmonton, you and I, we briefly discussed this in the beginning of the season, how it was going to take more than just Draisaitl and McDavid to really help this team go far. And I mean, it's gone as well as we both, I think, would have expected it to with as little help as those two guys have. So I would knock them down a peg. I would honestly put them at 17 right now, put the Predators at least in the top 15, switch things around. And definitely the Bruins, I don't think, in my opinion, belong even this high up. I think they should be a little bit lower just because I think what it comes back to, because what you said earlier, people report rewarding teams with who they have, but the Bruins, their goaltending situation is a mess. And Pastrnak and Bergeron and Marchand have been in and out of the lineup constantly this season. So really, what have they done? You know, them being in the division as the Lightning, they're playing them this weekend. I'm not scared of the Bruins anymore. And neither is the rest of the league. And you're seeing it in the season right now.
Right. Well, let's talk about the kind of the bottom side of the power rankings. And
are we saying on the rise? Yes. Are we saying that Coyotes are too high on the list? Because I think there's a good
the next expansion team that has not even been announced yet ahead of them. I don't know, but let's hear from Bet Online first, and we'll talk about the much maligned Arizona Coyotes. But Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year. So Denker can put his were you in the red last year?
Oh, I was
in your betting.
I was so far in the red.
Yeah. So it's a new year, new you, new year, new Denker. For his betting.
Mixtape 4 is about to drop, and I'm going to need that advance payday.
That's what I call Denker 9. as we continue our march towards the playoffs and beyond, BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile websites to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager in all of your favorite sports. It's where the game starts. BetOnline.ag. All right, so the bottom end of the power rankings, always fun to talk about these guys too. So, my eyes go right to, all right, where's Vancouver? Because they're playing, they're the hottest team in the league, if you ask me. And they're at 23. You know, they didn't move. You can see on your screen if you're watching on YouTube. the only movement you have on the right side of the screen from 17 to 32, you need to want to back it up from 14 to 32, is the Islanders and the Senators switching spots at 29 and 30. So the Islanders move up to 29, the Senators go down to 30. But Vancouver sitting in there at 23, should they be higher, or you think you'll see big movement from them next week if they can continue to play the way that they're playing?
I think they're right where they should be at this point. I think that they're on the right, they're on the right path of it. They've played I think we did on the last show how really what it came down to is just needing a new voice. And we've seen that from this team, getting Bruce Boudreau, who still is telling fans out there that he does not like the Bruce there it is.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Still not liking it. But straight up not having a good time. But they're starting to win games that they should win. They most recently just beat Seattle, who we have both said at one point or another is just, I don't want to use the word pathetic, but they're non-competitive right now.
Yeah. So yeah, with Tanev going out for the year, that doesn't help.
Doesn't help. Top player on the team, and that says a lot.
That's saying a lot. Yeah.
But the other thing with this team, and we could kind of chalk it up at the end of the year, is that a lot of their games are starting to get postponed due to a lot of the COVID stuff. But they have a tough schedule ahead of them. Tonight's game against the Islanders got postponed, but they got Ottawa on Saturday, and then they got a tough schedule next week, Florida, Tampa, and Carolina. So that's going to be the big test for them to see if they could at least pull out maybe two out of three of that series. So they're on the right track. I don't expect them to make a lot of I don't expect to see them in the top 15 anytime soon, but crazier things have happened on the rankings. Where do you see them coming into next week?
Let me see. I want to see what their schedule is. Why can't I find them? There we are. So they have Ottawa and then the Panthers. That's Tuesday. So that's in Florida at your Lightning. At Carolina, at Washington, at Nashville.
Yeah.
That is a run, bro. Holy crap. I mean, you got to win that Senators game, and then you are playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in a row. Even if 5 games in a row on the road against top teams, and if you want to even go one further, two further for their next two games, and I know we're getting to power rankings down the road at this point, but their next two games at home after that 5-game road trip, Panthers, St. Louis.
Yeah.
This is going to make or break Vancouver for me and how they do this run, looking at that 5-game road trip.
So, obviously, what is the expectation versus the hope, or just with the talent level? Because their next 7, like you said, they're facing top 15 teams on our rankings. I think it's a good scenario for them if they win 3.
Yeah, I mean for their season and how they're playing and to, you know, keep progressing. Yeah, you want to see them win. If you can win any of those, for a 5-game road trip, if you can win Florida Lightning, man, where's a win? You can't assume that they're going to win any of those games because they're all on the road. If they're on home ice, you're like, all right, I give them a benefit of the doubt there. That is a rough. Maybe the Predators. I mean, the Predators are good, and we just talked about them, and I think they, you know, should be higher. But I'm not afraid of them. Like, I think that is a winnable game. I don't know, man.
I mean, just
to revisit.
Yeah, just the rest of the month, though. If you're looking at the rest of the month for Vancouver, even after that stretch against St. Louis, you have Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Calgary. And really the only sort of relief you get after that is playing Chicago. Right. So, I mean, is it?
That's rough. That's a rough month, man.
That's probably one of the worst stretches I've seen on a schedule for a team thus far this season.
That is a tough one. So definitely something to keep a watch on with Vancouver. They've been playing well. Can they carry that over into the arenas of 5 of the better teams in the league? Remains to be seen. You mentioned the Kraken come in at 27. I think that's too high for them. I think your bottom three for the entirety of the season need to be Seattle, Montreal, Arizona, in whatever order. I really don't. Maybe if you want to put the Kraken above, because Montreal and Arizona are so far below everybody else. Not really, because Ottawa is there too, with only 20. Wow, I thought Ottawa, because Ottawa got on a little bit of a run. I think they had like a 3-game winning streak not that long ago. But when you're when you're buried that much, the 3-game winning streak doesn't really prop you up that much. No, I think Kraken need to be lower. Islanders with a nice little 2-game winning streak, turning this bad boy around. No, right. That's not going to happen.
I think it's a little too late there, but.
Poor Islanders. I mean, they're 5-2-3 in their last 10. So at least they're playing a little bit better. Anybody else standing out to you? How about the Kings? The Kings are, last time I checked, they were 1 point back of the wild card.
Yeah.
And they still are. They still are. Yeah.
I was talking about the Kings on my most recent episode because the Lightning will be making a West Coast trip out next week. So they got the Kings, they got Anaheim and the Sharks. And those two teams, especially the Kings and the Sharks, you know, have been playing very good hockey that over their last 10, the Kings are 6-3-1. You know, the Sharks aren't as good. They're 4-6, but Ducks continue to roll. Are we taking them seriously yet? Cause I feel like this is still kind of like a NHL kind of still like a very good story, but I don't feel like anybody yet is still looking at this team as a legitimate threat out of the West. I mean, you being the host of a team in the West, are you at all looking at a schedule in which the Ducks are coming up and being like, oh, that's going to be a tough game? Or are you more so like,
well, the Avs just played them a couple of days ago, and the Ducks got up 2-0 on them. But it was just one of those games where I'm like, this is far from over. They're not wowing me with how they're playing. They were down Zegras and they were down Getzlaff, I believe. So they didn't have those two guys. So obviously that's a big part of their team. Mm-hmm. But even with that, and the Avs came back to win it 4-2. They didn't like roll over and die or anything. Was I wowed by them? Not for that game. And I know that's just a snapshot. That's just one game. But getting those two guys back would be obviously a huge boon for them, which I think should happen relatively soon. If not, it's already happened. I don't know. Because I think Zegras was COVID protocol and there was a possibility he could play in the Avalanche game, but he didn't. So he could be back by the time, you know, recording this. I think the Ducks can hang around. I think they can hang around for in that division and grab a wild card. And they've come this far in the season. It would have to be a catastrophic failure for them to fall off the face of the standings and not at least grab a wild card spot.
Yeah, and going back to the Kings, they're the kind of team that rolls into your arena, whether you're playing against them or on the road or at home. They're the kind of team that, and I've seen a couple of games this year with them, that they're young, they're hungry, and they're going to bring 100% energy on every night. And that's the thing that scares me most is young teams that fight every single night and don't roll over. So are you looking at the Kings like that as well? Like, can they rise up even more in our rankings? Can we see them at some point in the top 15, or is this kind of their home for the rest of the season?
That's tough, man. Yeah, because I could see them going either way. I really do. Because they have such a young team, I could see them being like energized on how they're playing and use it as motivation and come out every night just flying. Or I can see the youth and the inexperience come into play. But, you know, then you have to rely on those guys that have been there forever.
Yeah.
To kind of get these guys like, no, like we got to keep pushing. Got to keep pushing.
Yeah.
But what comes out on the ice is a completely different factor than what is said in the locker room. So is, you know, an 82 game season for some of the younger guys, does it drain on them towards the end? And do you just see them fall? Cause there's some teams that do that. Could that be the Kings? They are in a mode right now where it's like, they're right in the middle and their season's going to go one of two ways. They're just going to continue to impress you or they're just going to struggle. And a lot of it comes into their, you know, the scheduling, obviously.
Yeah. No, I agree. They're the kind of team that when I look at them and I look at their roster, especially with Jonathan Quick still being one of the top goalies in the league, they remind me a lot of last year's Montreal Canadiens. They just get in into the playoffs.
Yeah.
We could see a run like that happen for this team.
Very good point. And I keep saying, like, your Lightning has picked up that mantra for the past couple of years. We don't care where we are seated.
Yeah.
Get us into the playoffs and then we'll do our damage there. The Kings might have that mantra in a different way. Just, you know, get us to the playoffs and anything can happen.
Yeah.
Very well could be the way that they're looking at it. So, all right. That is going to wrap up this week's power ranking. So we'll be back next week with a fresh batch. Maybe things will fall in a little bit more line. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to be sending some emails out to some hosts being like, what are you thinking about here? I don't know. So that's going to be it, everybody. I'll blow up the power rankings one more time if you're watching on the YouTube. There you have them for this week. Don't get mad at Denker and I. We only have one vote each, and he doesn't even use his. So get mad at him. All right, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for today. He's Mr. Adam Denker. I am Chris Baselli. It's the Locked On NHL podcast. See you guys next week.
Go, Abs, go. We'll